The Holy Gospel comes from the sixth chapter of John. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be. I forgot. So you get a couple jokes anyway. Tree jokes. Just a couple jokes. Sorry, nice try. Did you hear the one about the oak tree?
Yes.
It's a corny one. A corny one. A corny one. Did you hear the one about the redwood? It's tremendous. One more of Groner. Why was the pine tree sent to its room? Because it was being naughty. Yeah, those are horrible. Right. Those are bad. Those are bad. So I showed the picture, and I was going to show it here, but even the picture, I tried to take a picture of, you know, standing, and then on this phone you can do a panoramic picture, so I did like a vertical one. I mean, these who has been to the redwoods? So I don't need to, yeah, so about half of you. Boy, if you haven't, you ought to give that a look, because, I mean, these are just tremendous trees. They seem to grow in circles, and when you stand in them, everything becomes so quiet. You know, and it, like the wisdom reading, you know, wisdom has been around since before the earth was born. That's part of God's way, wisdom. And so that's what it feels like when you're in the midst of these trees, these ancient creatures. You feel that wisdom. You feel a presence that's much, much larger than you and older and wiser. And I'm so glad that I got to see these when I was a kid, and I could show my kids these trees, and I hope their kids, I mean, I just hope it keeps going. These are amazing creatures. But that's the theme. There are things bigger than us in this world. That redwood is an example of things that are bigger than us. And the world is a big place. We traveled, as Pastor Beth said on a Facebook page, we traveled about 2,700 miles. Well, they traveled a lot of it. I caught up with them in Los Angeles. And the world is a big place. And, you know, I have a daughter, Grace, who's going to college, and I think about her going into this big world and thinking, you know, does she have enough wisdom? Did we infuse her with all the right stuff? And I'm pretty sure we did. We'll see. But I'm pretty sure we did. But the world is a big place, and it's filled with things that are bigger than us. When we were down in California, we went to Venice Beach because Grace wanted to go to Gold's Gym, and Venice Beach just seemed like a cool place with lots of eccentricities, and there were plenty to look at, and maybe overwhelming for our kids a little bit, you know. But we enjoyed. But we sat. One of the things Isaiah wanted to do, our son, is to go swimming in the ocean, and so we did, and he did, and he had a good time in there. And there was a guy, and you know, the Pacific Ocean is big, in case you didn't realize that. It's a big body of water. And there was a guy who had dug a hole, and all you could see, I mean, but he was pretty close to the water, and all you could see was just his head. You know, I was thinking, I don't know if that's a good idea, you know. And then just last night, you know, right after we come back from our vacation, I happen to turn on the news, and I don't ever turn on the news because it's always bad. And so here's this story of a man who was stuck in a hole, and they happened to get him out, but then they told another story of two guys who had dug a hole 10 feet down and 10 feet down and tried to make a tunnel connection, and it got in there and it collapsed on him, and eventually he died. I mean, the world is big. The world is big. And, well, part of being in the world is that death happens. That's a thing that's bigger than us. We try and push it away. We try and get through it. We move forward. But eventually, it catches us all. Death is something bigger than us. And as I was thinking about death, you know, we've had a couple of members recently die. I think about Woody. You know, my first image of Woody Bozak, who I was standing in the office and putting some books away, because it was the first day or the second day we were here, and along walks this man in a UW hat who looked like he was in 70s. He's 90, but he looked like he was in the 70s, and he was holding Kayla, his great-granddaughter, in his hand, and they were just walking by, and they came in here, and they had a piano lesson with Kirsten. And he brought her in, and then he left, and he came back, and he took her back, and I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And that's one of the beauties of this world, is there are things bigger than us that are great things for us. And so when I think about Woody walking with his great-granddaughter, I think of it's like the wisdom passage. Wisdom. It's wisdom hand in hand with that little... She doesn't know really what's happening, but Woody does. Woody knew what this place was about. Woody knew what music was about for the soul. And so he is taking his great-granddaughter here and bringing her to a lesson. And there's joy and excitement and wonder in his eyes. You know, he was a pretty funny man. That's wisdom and love. That's another thing that's greater. Because love is greater than death. That's the promise. That's what Jesus says when he says, I am the bread of life. Now, you can take that literally and try and figure that out. And what does it mean to eat someone's flesh? Crunchy flesh, because that's the real translation, crunchy flesh, or drink someone's blood. You can try and figure that out literally in your head, or you can accept it as a gift, which Jesus was doing there and does for us now. This gift that I'm offering you, the bread of life, is bigger even than death, because it has to do with resurrection. And I've talked before about resurrection. I believe resurrection is hope beyond your last breath. Resurrection is hope beyond your last breath. And that's what helps us to move, even in the midst of death, forward. Because we know there's resurrection. And we may feel that resurrection in the next second, in the next minute, or when we die. And know that we are with the Lord. But resurrection is hope beyond your last breath. And so when I see people like saintly people who have that resurrection hope beyond their last breath, and who know that when they come to this space, they can receive the bread of life every time we gather, and they can ingest and know and feel and taste and experience hope beyond their last breath, that's a marvelous thing. That was a marvelous thing for Woody, and he knew it. And there's one of the last stories of his life Pastor David shared with me. As he was in the hospital, he went to Woody, and Woody said to him, David, come over here. I want to tell you something. He said, you know, I'm not a rich man, but when I die, I want to give $10,000 to the church. Now, this story is not about the money, but it's to get cushions for the pews. Now, as a 50-year-old man, these things are starting to bug me a little bit. So as a 90-year-old man, I get it. But that's hope. That's hope beyond our last breath. When Luther asked, if the end times come, what would you do? You know, and the story is Luther said, I would plant a tree. I would plant a tree. Because when you plant a tree, there's hope for the future. And when you give money for cushions in the pews, that's hope And that's wisdom and knowledge. And Woody knows the bread of life is here. And the bread of life is for us now. And it's for you now. And it's for me now. The bread of life is resurrection, hope beyond your last breath. So we're all here today to receive the bread of life. It's a marvelous thing. And it's a gift greater than us. And it's a gift that's free. And it's a gift that's for you. So come and receive the bread of life. Amen.